know better than to listen to the people who are calling us names. I can feel the sunlight shining.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name's Brian, and today is Friday, April 19th, 2024, and this is episode 680 of the Lots Project podcast, and it's titled Happy Little Arms Over There, another TikTok Friday TikTok conspiracy show. I'll be chatting about some interesting paintings, what the hell is going on in Dubai, and that's not really a conspiracy, but maybe it is, and a little bit of juice and so much more. First, let's grab a cup of coffee, see who's hanging out in the live chat. Sorry, guys. Oh, I read something right before I came on, and it just hit me, and there's that. Anyway, let's see who's hanging out in the live chat. Grab a cup and hang out for an hour. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Bitcoin, or Chris Dixon... Is this a serious question? What is the Bitcoin halving and why does it matter to me? Is that an honest question, or are you just messing with me on TikTok or TikTok conspiracy day? Bitcoin hanging out in the live chat this morning. God, I can't. I'm like, it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday, guys. Pip says it's Bitcoin halving day, 14 hours to go. Yeah, 14 hours to go. I was hoping that we would roll on 420, but whatever. It only comes around once every 4 years, and it's better than election. Good morning, Gen G. Yes, Conspiracy Friday. Chris Dixon, it's Crackpot Friday. Good morning, good morning. Wired Edge Workshop Morning. Oh, God, it's a headline? Oh. You know, it's only been coming for 4 years, and it happened 4 years ago or so. It's a little late to start discussing that, like Pip said, 14 hours before, so whatever. We can talk Bitcoin on Monday, probably, or if we run out of time today. Let's check in on the other feeds. We got the vertical feed going over there. Good morning, Rewilder Life, over on the vertical feed. You found the other feed. And almost went back to bed, but realized it was Conspiracy Friday. Woo woo. Yep. That keeps them out of bed for sure. And all the rest of your folks are hanging over on the vertical feed or the horizontal feed. Yeah, I've been running too. Might have started while you were out of town, but I'm doing an experiment with running a vertical feed because it shows up in the shorts feed while live, so just kind of grabbing more eyes. Good morning, Pickle Pete, thanks for swinging in. Hunter, thanks for stopping over on Twitch. Pickle Pete says fish didn't finish last night until midnight. Guess the rolling was good or something. Just kept on rolling. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for stopping in on YouTube. And let me pop over here. Attaboy, Jim. Jim rolling in on Noster. Thanks for stopping over there. As always, I appreciate all the people that stop in at Noster. And you must all be listening because I get a couple of comments here and there. But, once Domus client gets the ability to in client view live streams on Noster, and if that sounded like a bunch of gobbledygook, it kind of is, I guess. Once that capability, which is on the roadmap, thanks to Chris Dixon and me, and persuading the Noster president and the Bitcoin CEO to approve the thing for Will over at Domus. It's on the roadmap. It will be added in sooner than later. Review of the new Vegas Sphere today. I've heard that thing's pretty cool. I've heard it's pretty cool. But anyway, what's in the cup today? We got a medium light Guatemalan. yesterday I lied to you guys. I try not to do that. It's only when I am misinformed or accidentally say something wrong. But yesterday I had a medium light Guatemalan that was pretty damn good. And today, again, it's the medium light Guatemalan that it's still pretty good. So got my coffee order in the mail. Gracias, Senor Senor Norton. I appreciate the C4, the bonus coffee, and the tester product. Appreciate it. We'll see how it works. He doesn't seem to mind, so. Thanks. Appreciate it. Good morning. Jen G says, there she is. Hi, Rewilder Life. Hi, Jim, Pip, Pete, Chris, Wired Edge, Brian, Corey, and anyone else I may have missed. How about Norman, Walter, Clyde, and Sydney? I mean, really, Jen? Really? Do we need to make you a list? I can make another border over here. We can make you a list. Thank you. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it. We got some good stuff today. After the eclipse happened and all the stuff surrounding that, that was like I didn't even have to scroll more than 2 minutes on TikTok for the whole week, and I had enough show fodder, and I didn't even have to like search conspiracy theories or anything. It just was there. It was just there. Jim wants a list. Of course Jim wants a list. Jim's old and can't remember more than a couple things at a time. So we need to get a good morning list. Maybe we need a morning song, a good morning song, Jim. What do you think? Everybody that comes in puts their name on the list, and then we sing the good morning song to everybody at 10 after. Would that make you smile? Would that give you a happy day? But coming up to the eclipse, I rarely even had to type in. Chris Dixon wants a scrolling list like Star Wars intro. we'll have to get a sign up sheet going. Have to get a sign-up sheet going. I can't just produce that on the fly while I'm doing the show. Jen, Pip says the happy birthday song used to be the good morning song. Jen G snaps back and says, I felt that throat punch. Good morning, Norman, Clyde, Walter, Sydney. Secret pooper, weird neighbors with the yard art. Everybody said, she already said hi to you. They all like you more than me. They probably wish you had a morning show and not me. Oh, welcome to the dark side. Yep. Welcome to the dark side. We have Bitcoin. Guys, you guys, the phantom shitter. He's secret pooper, dude, not the phantom shitter. The phantom shitter was at Norton's house at his Airbnb. So... anyway, I had to do a little more digging on TikTok for conspiracy theories since the eclipses happened. And I mean, it doesn't disappoint. Like, if there's one thing that should probably never run out of topics, it's Friday show. The only time I should run out of topics is if I just don't watch TikTok long enough during the week, because Armadillo. The Dillo is no longer. The little armored one is long gone to dust. Run over 100 times and as flat as pancake. Thanks to Backwoods Butcher, my wife thinks that she wants to get a baby armadillo now because he sent her TikToks of a baby armadillo and now she wants one. So thanks, Kyle. I appreciate that. Thanks, I appreciate that. So I watched TikTok for quite a bit during the week, and I got a list here of the things to talk about. I don't know if they're necessarily huge conspiracy theories, old, new, or indifferent, but they were intriguing videos to me. Rewilder Life wants a hedgehog. Gen G says good morning to his memory. Jim concurs with Corey and says, who doesn't want a baby armadillo? Especially the kind from South America that I learned through my research of armadillos when there was a dead one in front of the camper. Only one species of armadillo can actually roll up into a complete ball, and it's located in South America. So sending pictures of baby animals usually backfires. Chris wants a baby hippopotamus. Hip-hop anonymous. Jim says, who doesn't want a hedgehog? Jim, is your house full of all these animals? Rachel says she's only going to get a hedgehog after she gets a million chickens, ducks, goats, pigs, rabbits, and more. I think the hedgehog is the one you start with. Rewilder, okay, she's mentioning that hedgehog, the Instagram has a hedgehog, they dress it up and everything. Is that the one the dude just had a funeral for in full military dress? Oh, that was a guinea pig. Corey was telling me about this crazy animal funeral where the guy dressed it up in little miniature army gear. Was it a uniform? Oh, the guy had the uniform on. I was totally confused. I thought they dressed the guinea pig in full military dress. And no, it was actually the guy at the guinea pig's funeral. See the kind of world I live in? My wife tells me that there was a guinea pig funeral and it was in full military dress. And I assumed it was the guinea pig. So there. Clue into my world. Let's lead off with this first little story. And I've seen this, and I've seen it in multiple different ways. The first way I saw it. Okay. So does everybody know who Bob Ross is? I'll wait here in the comments. If you know who Bob Ross is, if you grew up in the, I guess it would be the 80s, 90s, and today, in the 80s, 90s, maybe in the early 2000s, I'm not sure when he died, but Bob Ross was a painter. You guys know who I'm talking about, yes? Afro painter. Yeah, painter dude. Rewilder Life says, heck yes, riveting TVD when I was a kid. Okay, so we're picking up who Bob Ross is. Happy little people. Happy little trees over here. We're going to put some happy little trees over here. He was the guy, he was a painter. He had a big, he was a white dude with a big afro. And Hunter says, yup, he streams on Twitch over the weekend. Isn't he dead? I'm pretty sure he's dead. But anyway, Bob Ross, he was known for his very calm demeanor, his very uplifting outlook. he was just generally pleasant to watch and listen to. Some people thought he was a little over the top, and he might have been. So the first time I kind of latched on to this, Bob Ross died July 4th, 1995. Okay, I was thinking it was back when I was in high school. So it would have been 80s and 90s. He was on PBS, I guess. But anyway, very agreeable dude. Always wanting to paint happy little things here and there. Pretty good artist. If I have to say, he did a solid painting. Like, he did really well. A while ago, I heard I saw a TikTok, and it was actually on TikTok, where they took all of Bob Ross's paintings and they sliced a video up showing each one for like a half a second to make like the flip book you made back in school. You know, you draw all the little pictures and then you flip through it and you can make it like animated. Well, they took all his paintings and lined them up in a row, and it almost appeared, and this was their theory, that it was leading you on a journey, like a walk through this area, taking it to where he buried his murder victim. And he was recounting through the paintings everywhere as he walked to dispose of a body, and that Bob Ross was a murderer. And I was like, you know, I could see that. I could see this dude being super high strung. There's some stuff about his past that he wasn't always the way he was on TV. So I could see like a mental break, like a snap, and just took, maybe his wife was a bitch and maybe he had to take care of her and put her away somewhere. And maybe after she was gone, he was a hell of a lot fucking happier. And maybe he painted pictures of the journey to get rid of the bitch. I don't know. I never met her. Some people think he's gay. I don't know. Big white dude with a big red afro painting on PBS. I mean, it's a roll of the dice. It is what it is. Maybe he was married to a woman and he wanted to be married to a man and had to get rid of her. Maybe he was married to a man and wanted to be married to a different man, or maybe to a woman. I don't know. Rewilder Life says maybe he just rolled a few before he did his paintings. Maybe. So this was the theory I saw quite a while ago, and it kind of sat in the back of my head, and I was like, maybe. I can't rule it out, and the dude's dead, so like, whatever. Well, this week I was scrolling through TikTok looking for a little show notes, and up pops Bob Ross. I'm like, I heard this one before, and I almost swiped away. Mr. Rogers, he's another goofball. That dude was an animal before he was on TV. Wasn't he like in the Navy? He wore all those long sleeve shirts and sweaters because he had Navy tats on his forearms. So I'm scrolling through TikTok, and this Bob Ross one pops up, and I'm like instantly assuming, I was instantly assuming that it was about the flip book of paintings and taking it to where he buried a murder victim. Oh, no, 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 no. The Bob Ross conspiracy has evolved, gotten bigger, gotten more interesting, really. Somebody went through and evaluated all of Bob Ross's paintings. And they started searching them in a database and comparing them to crime scenes, unsolved crime scenes, murders, multiple murders, double murders, serial killer style murders. And more than one of Bob Ross's paintings pretty much exactly replicate some crime scenes. Now, is Bob Ross grabbing crime scene photos in 1987 and taking a look at them and painting the picture? Maybe. Did he have a firsthand account of that scene before it maybe was famous or investigated? Maybe. You never know. You never know. Rewilder Life says, I'm ruining your childhood. I mean, imagine if he was painting and he's like, happy little trees over here, happy little arms over here, happy little egg legs over here, happy little head in the yard. I don't know. I don't know if he was a dismembering guy. I don't know if he was like a strangler. And Chris Dixon says, and we'll put a happy little body lying over here. I picture Bob Ross as a dude that like takes him down to the parts. Like clipping fingers off, sawing forearms, dismembering every joint he could. Like, he seemed like a pretty meticulous dude. And I could see him like making the scene. for a nice way to put it. Pip says, next thing you know, Brian will say that the Cosby Show was corrupt. Maybe not the Cosby Show. Maybe not the Cosby Show. Rewilder Life. Oh, my God. I might have to do a follow-up. Rewilder Life says there may have been powdered bone in his paint. Fucking Bob Ross. Bob Ross saved the bones of his victims, particularly their skulls, and ground the bone into powder and mixed it into the paint and used it to paint the scene of the murder victims. We need all of Bob Ross's paintings analyzed for DNA evidence. We could be solving hundreds of murders here on the Lost Project podcast. I demand a recount. Feel free to clip this at fountain.fm. Earn yourself some sats. Hunter says that's how he got the titanium white. Chris Dixon says that he put it in his bread. Wait, that's Jack and the Beanstalk. Hunter's been trying to match that titanium white anywhere. Chris Dixon says, do people still use Fountain? Yeah, there's a significant amount of people that still use Fountain. I've gravitated towards Podverse myself for a value-for-value podcast player, and I stopped really listening to podcasts like a year ago. I'll catch one now and then, but I'm more looking at clips and things like that, or listening to clips on Fountain. So, yeah, I mean, yeah. Good morning, Backwoods Butcher. How are we doing this morning? You missed a good one on Bob Ross there. You're definitely going to have to rewind and listen to that later. Marie Wilder Life says we're all on another list now. I felt that everybody in Toolman Tim's live chat last night Toolman Tim's live chat from Delinquent Scully last night is probably on another list, because I asked him if he had started writing his manifesto yet, since he's been in the woods for like over a week with no power or water. And he's like, not quite yet. I'm really trying to come up with a good one. We want to give manifestos a new name. We're going to rebrand manifestos to not be a bad thing. I'm like, oh, you're sitting on the porch of a cabin in the woods. You're talking about manifestos. I'm pretty sure that ticks all the boxes for getting on a new list. Thank you. Pip says, if we're not on a list by now, we should be embarrassed. Jesus, if I'm not on like 10. Backwoods Butcher says, God damn, love me some happy trees. How about happy arms and feet and toes throughout the whole scene? Well, that's Bob Ross. I think you guys are on to something here with the bone dust. I can't say he wasn't. So, to be continued. This is going to be a ongoing investigation, I believe. Rewilder Life says the bones of my enemies, but what if it wasn't? So, do you think a serial killer is more evil if they know their victims or if they don't know their victims? Or know of their victims, or if it's just random killings? Does it take more of an evil person to take the life of someone that you don't know, or that you know and possibly might be a bad person? Question to ponder over the weekend. There might be some thinking time tomorrow, guys. Just so you know, in some of your lives, there might be some contemplating. The anti-hero. Rewilder Life says, man, I can see both sides. I mean, I have people. Oh, Rachel's on another list. That buzzing above your house is just a drone. Don't worry about it. You'll start to ignore it sooner or later. They're following you. Oh, let's move down the list. Guys, do you see what's going on in Dubai? Do you see what fucking with nature does? Jesus. All lives are important. Go vegans. Dude, you have a very unhealthy obsession with vegans. I don't know if you've really come to the side of an anarchist mindset when you hate people so much for just choosing to live their own lives. Look, Mama, they're racing drones over our house. Yeah. So Dubai is pretty much underwater, I think. I don't know if it's stopped raining yet. From what I saw, the latest totals for the rain were they got like 18 months of rain in a day. Hunter says Kyle stopped smoking. He needs a new fixation, and that's vegans, but yeah, I don't know. He can play with vegans all he wants. I don't give a shit. But Dubai is like underwater. You ask why? Why would they get a storm that would cause 18 months worth of rain in under 24 hours? What would cause that? Well, they've been fucking seeding the clouds there. Remember last week I talked about these crazy fuckers that were seeding the clouds over San Francisco Bay? And we're like, what could possibly go wrong? Block out the sun, cause more greenhouse gases, cause the earth to warm up, or fucking 18 months of rain in a day. Like, this is why we don't fuck with shit, people. Chris Dixon says cloud seeding warfare, and that's kind of where I was going. Like, this isn't like the narrative. They were doing it to help with their drought. Well, congratulations, your soil is so fucking, your sand is so hydrophobic that when it rains, it can't absorb, especially when it's 18 months in a day. Like 4 foot standing water, 3 foot standing water, or something stupid. It's like, really? Gen G says they're just amateurs at weather manipulation. We got the pros here. Backwoods Butcher says these guys never watch Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Oh, so this is what they're doing over in Dubai. This is also what they're doing off the coast of the U.S. Now, think about the fact that I don't know how far this glass, like this cloud seeding shit, like, is it only over a certain geographical area? Does it like peter out in like 20 miles or so, or 100 miles or 1,000 miles? But you do realize that they're testing this shit in San Francisco Bay. And you do realize where the clouds blow in the United States. They kind of blow from west, southwest to north to east, northeast. You guys ever looked at a map and know where San Francisco Bay is? Hunter says, okay, how much do they get in Dubai a year, 7 inches a year? What difference does it make? When you get 18 months of rain in one day, it doesn't matter if it's an inch or fucking 40 feet. It's not going to go in the ground. It's ratios. YouTube called Monkey Works us. YouTube channel called Monkey Works. Hold on, had a video talking about the cloud seeding flight paths. Are Are they sinking back into the ocean? Dubai or San Francisco Bay? Gen G says the bay is like 4 hours from her. Is it raining there when they do the cloud seeding? Have you been noticing strange weather patterns? Pip says, breaking news, Southern California washed away. Rest of us say, thank God. Oh, Dubai's sinking in the ocean. Hey, Pip, if you got a second on the keyboard, could you look up how much, what the average annual rainfall in Dubai is? Gen G says they've been fucking cloud seeding for years in San Francisco. She's seen it in Tahoe. We have confirmation, folks. We have confirmation from a live person in the path of the cloud seeding clouds. Gen G from the audience. Pickle P says there's been big swale projects in the Saudi Arabia. Did the shit end up like, I need to figure out how localized this cloud seeding shit is. Like how far it spreads. I mean, I suppose it depends on the wind. Did you guys see the wind in Dubai with these storms? Like, this shit was apocalypse storms. These storms were like, you look out the window, Dubai gets 3.73 inches of rain per year. So that give that another, what is that, inch, 1.9, 4, 5, like 5.5 inches in a day. When you get 3.7 inches in a year, it's a lot of fucking rain. Pip says it's almost 4 inches and you'll definitely feel it. Hey, Pickle Pete, was that a swale project in Saudi, a Jeff Lawton thing? Yeah, Pip saw the video. I saw there's planes that were trying to taxi in the flood. Like the people were driving around there. They were, they had water 3/4 of the way up their tires of their cars. So that'll tell you how deep the standing water was. Okay. First, Gen G says manipulation. Weather manipulation has been going on all over the world for years. Seriously, the Middle East went public with their weather programs around 2018. Yeah, I've heard of it, and I just want to ignore it because I just think it just makes me mad. It just makes me mad when they think that this is a good idea. Even thinking about it. Hunter says, do they never clean their drainage? They don't have drainage. That's the whole point. When you get 3.7 inches of rain in a year, you don't need drainage. Pickle Pete says that they seeded an already rolling storm. That was the unusual thing that went sideways. Well, how are you going to know if you don't try, right? Like, how are we going to know if it blows up the earth if we don't try? How are we going to know if it causes torrential downpours and hurricane gust winds out of the blue? How will we know unless we try? Looking like it was a Jeff Lawton thing. Jordan was greening the desert. Greening the desert was in Jordan. But it might have moved. He might have moved on to another project in Saudi Arabia. Gen G says she has a number of official government documents on the subject if anyone is interested. Are they redacted or did you have some clearance and are we talking to a Snowden type here? Jen, are you going to be relocating to Moscow soon? Be sure to use Moscow time. It's Friday. I'm tired, guys. I'm tired. I went and helped a tool man yesterday again. out at Delinquent Scully, and we carried a lot of material, and we built a lot of shit. Jen's my Fed. Thanks, Jen. Are you ever confused by the stuff that I watch on the internet, Jen, or is it pretty normal for people like me? Jen's doorbell just rang. Chris Dixon said she'll be right back. Maybe. Pickle Pete says, I think what I heard about the project was they were using the largest earth movers in the world to put swales in just for this kind of thing. That's kind of cool. Oh my God. All right. I don't know. Guys, we need to take a vote. I really appreciate Jen being an audience member. I appreciate every audience member and all the listens and all the comments, but we need to have a group vote. Thumbs up or thumbs down in the comments. Jen says, if you only knew, my sister and brother-in-law were both career CIA. My brother and sister-in-law. Should we allow the Fed to be in the crowd, guys? Just popped up out of nowhere. Might have been a conspiracy show I did or something. What do you guys think? Should we let Jen stick around? Oh, Jen got her documents from .gov websites. Easily accessible. Oh. Jen says, I don't have a relationship with those guys. I'm not a Fed. That's what a Fed would say. Jim wants to know who Q is, Jen. Who is Q? I picture Q I never really went down the Q hole very far. I hear it in passing, like, how can you not in these circles? But I always pictured Q as some, like, the prototypical skinny little white boy geek sitting in his mom's basement in his underwear, banging away on a keyboard going, ha 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 ha, I'm gonna control all these Trump tards. Oh, Jen's pedaling like she's riding a bike. Hunter says, I'll abstain until my contacts are alerted. Pip says, let her stay. She'll have good info or lead us to... Wait, what are these black SUVs doing outside? Jen says, fuck my life. Vote me off the island. Chris Dixon's in Jen's corner says, hashtag keep the Fed. We'll keep you, Jen, for now. But we got an eye on you. We got an eye on you for sure. Oh, especially on Fridays. Jim, he's in with keep the Fed. Jen G says, let me know when you hear the helicopters. That's the thing. When you hear them, it's too late. When you hear the helicopters, it's too late. Q. I can't believe we're talking about Q on this fucking show. Oh, so that's Dubai, guys. So what's the goal here? Is Dubai honestly trying to solve their drought issues? They're so technologically beyond us as far as like what they're doing infrastructure wise. I mean, yeah, they have a lot more money, but with all the things that Dubai does, you would think that like hydroponics would be easy. irrigation, desalinization, like all these things, I feel like they could probably have this covered beyond trying to cause apocalyptic storms to get rain. But I don't know. I don't know. Might they be thinking about doing it somewhere else? On purpose. Maybe somebody they didn't like. Maybe somebody that they wanted to start a natural disaster, flooding response in multiple areas, and then what would be a better time to start an attack when a whole country is dealing with massive flooding in multiple areas at the same time? Rewilder Life says, no, that's what serfs do. They just want to be rich party animals. Well, sheiks? Serfs? Dixon says, maybe they were trying to fill cisterns. Maybe. Pip says, anytime I hear Q, I think of the dude with the buffalo hat on the Senate floor. That was Q. That was him. No, that dude was like a professional actor, protester, wasn't he? Hunter says, if you flood out someone standing army, they're occupied with other things. And that's what I'm wondering. Is this just a experiment to get more water in Dubai? Or is Dubai going to sell the technology to the highest bidder? Pip, that's an interesting theory. Pip says the thing in Dubai is a warning shot, a threat about staying out of the coming war in the Middle East. That's dude, you celebrating a day early or something? You had a little salad for breakfast? Did you put any dressing on that salad? You just eat it dry. Let's move on down the list. We'll get away from the rain. The rain. Who was shown around by police? What? Next on the list. I don't know if I mentioned this last week. It was on my list, but I don't think I got to it. But have you guys been seeing? Okay, everybody knows OJ died, right? Everybody knows who OJ was. Like, I don't think there's people in this audience that are young enough to not know who OJ Simpson was. The greatest football player ever for the Buffalo Bills that caused Kim Kardashian's career to happen by being a murderer and hiring Kim Kardashian's father to be his lawyer in one of the biggest murder trials ever aired in the U.S. on TV. Rewilder Life says, OJ, who? I still want a Bronco. Yeah, the Bronco. The high-low speed chase with Al Cowlings. Ringing a bell for anybody. Had kind of a disastrous past after that. He went through a civil suit. He ended up in jail for beat the shit out of some guys that were trying to steal his memorabilia in his hotel room. It was some weird... Like, it was a bit of a downward spiral for him after his ex-wife and her lover were murdered. Jim says it's not ringing a bell. Keep going. He was in the Naked Gun. He did commercials for Alamo Rent-A-Car, where he was running through the airport and he was, like, hurtling over the couches. Jim says anything about some gloves. Yeah, he had a glove. The gloves that he supposedly wore at the murder, they shrunk them in a dryer, and then he tried to put them on. And his lawyer famously said, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. Got it? Got that? Jim, figure it? Figure it out? Pip says he stole his own trophies. Yeah, it was weird. That dude kind of went downhill. Now, some would say you murder your ex-wife and her lover in a fit of rage, and that might send you down a downward spiral. Others might say that maybe he took the fall for someone. Maybe he took the fall for someone, and that might have caused him a mental break in his downward spiral for the rest of his life. I've seen a new theory on TikTok. I've seen a new theory in TikTok that OJ didn't do it. That the acquittal was proper and fair. That a lot of the evidence didn't point to OJ. That a lot of the evidence pointed to someone that they never investigated. And TikTok has come up with the proper suspect for the Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman murders. Have you heard who the proper suspect was? Who OJ was covering for? That they were planning it all out on that low-speed chase? Anybody know? Any guesses? OJ's a good dude, if this is true. I don't know. I don't know if he's a good dude. He was a loyal man. He was a very loyal man. TikTok is saying, and do I have a soundboard yet? No, that's coming. I can't put anything else on my screen, Hunter. I can't put anything else on my screen, or I would have a soundboard already. I'm waiting until I have a little bit more room in an office type studio area to have a couple extra monitors, and the soundboard will be there for sure. I just don't have any more room on the screen. I'm on this little laptop screen. Right now I have StreamYard with all the comments from all the different platforms. I got another tab with the vertical feed. I got a tab with the Noster comments and my notes on my little laptop screen. So yeah. Tim says to me yesterday, he's like, I had to pick up two portable monitors for my laptop. There's no way I could do my show without three screens. And I'm like, oh, three? Weird. Hunter says, the way you're building this up, I'm waiting for a dun-dun-dun Perry Mason thing. Well, I don't see any answers here. Oh, did you guys hear it? Did you guys hear it? I said that the internet like cut out in the minute that I started to say it. OJ Simpson's covering for his son. Yep. That's what it was. Pip says Tim almost let it slip. Let me star that. I'll talk to him about it later. Yeah, it was his son. He's covering for his son. I'm sorry, it froze. Gen G says, who was the guy in the Bronco with OJ? It was Al Cowling was the guy that was driving the Bronco. That was OJ's friend and former teammate, I believe. But very close friend was driving him. But I believe the TikTok guys, I shouldn't say I believe. I know the TikTok guys are saying, I don't necessarily believe this, but they were getting their stories straight. There is a lot of circumstantial evidence that O.J. Simpson's son was more capable, was more of a perfect suspect, he fit the description. Psychologically physically, he was a trained fighter. So was Ron Goldman, by the way. Like, this dude wasn't like just some pansy that Nicole Brown was screwing. Like, this dude was a trained fighter. He knew how to take care of himself. OJ's kid was like a boxer in training or something. He had a knife that matched the wounds. OJ never did. They never found the knife, but his kid had one. Same thing. He was a knife collector. Yeah, there was a whole laundry list of things that this dude was going through. And he's like, OJ covered for his son. Maybe OJ's son was mad that mom was getting boned by some other dude. Maybe he wanted the juice in the carton. I don't know. But the gentleman that laid it out, and I actually saw two very well put together TikToks about the fact that it was likely OJ's son, and that they were able to make the play that OJ did it good enough that there was no way they were going to find him guilty. There was enough shadow of a doubt that it could have been him, but not enough to not have a shadow of a doubt that he didn't do it, which is all you need. Reasonable doubt. Maybe Bob Ross did it. I really think there should be an extremely important investigation into the murder of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. And I think the prime suspect should be Bob Ross. Except Bob Ross buried his victims. Maybe it was his first or his last. Who knows? When did Bob Ross start painting? And when did he stop painting? Did he paint till his... You want to find the knife and the gloves? Check Bob Ross's paintings. Good morning, John Palmer. Missed one today, buddy. You missed one today for sure. So OJ is covering for his son. I'm intrigued by this. This is a pop culture thing that was right from my wheelhouse. My mom watched the whole OJ trial. She watched the whole thing on Court TV, I believe. I think that was like when Court TV started. Maybe it was after it because of it, but I remember that shit being on the whole thing. And I believe it was in the summer, and my mom was a teacher, so she was off school, and she could just watch it all day, every day. Chris Dixon says, well, did he or did he turn them in the paints? Well, that's a lot of paint. Pip, can you hit the Google bot and get yourself on another list by typing in exactly what I say to you? Pip, type in how much paint can you make from the bones of an average-sized human being? Ask ChatGPT. Hey. I got an extra body laying around. I'm just wondering how much paint I could make out of the bones. Just curious. Random thought of the day. Jesus. Oh, it's a dark day when we're talking Bob Ross murders and OJ. Flooding in Dubai. Whew, are we going to make it till next week? Chris Dixon says, how many paintings did he do total? That's a lot of material. No, man. The rub was each one of those paintings was another at least one body. That the dude was painting all the burial sites of his victims, and he was probably the most prolific serial killer in the history of the United States. What color was Bob Ross's house? No idea. No idea. Pip's actually going to type it in. Oh, Hunter. Hunter, another clue to the Bob Ross serial killer murder mystery theater. He says his canvases were always prepared before the show started with a base layer. Yeah. Could they have been the skin of his victims? Buffalo Bob. It puts the lotion on the skin or it gets the hose again. Pickle Pete. Pete, are you celebrating early? So if you grind Smurfs up, should you paint the roof with them? Chris Dixon, you're on another list. Congratulations. That's got to be something on the soundboard. Is you're added to the list. Chris Dixon says the most prolific as in serial killer. Nah, that's the feds, and ain't that the fucking truth? Where's my other hat here? Yeah, here you go. Got my hat for cigar and bourbon night tonight over at Friends. Government would not recommend. 0 out of 5 Google review. Reviler Life says we might have a working theory here, guys. I need you to spend the next week. If you have to take time off from your job, from your business, whatever. I need a dedicated 8 hours of day looking into Bob Ross theories. And if you run out of things to look at for Bob Ross theories, I need you to look into OJ and his son theories. Report back by next Thursday morning. Thanks. Pickle Pete says you just used the skins of the Smurfs to make the paint for the roofs. Oh, man. Let me see on the list here real quick, and then I might touch on something Tim mentioned last night for my audience. Just something for you to think about. It was a random thought in passing. Rewilder Life wants a left rabbit foot as a reward. Pip says when he types that in, it says, how much paint can I drink before I die? Is that one of the suggested fucking questions that Google populates? I have to feel that something somebody has typed into Google for it to populate that shit. Do you guys ever play that game where you just start typing something into Google and see what comes up? Scary shit, guys. Scary shit. Rewilder. Yeah, I have some. I would be happy to send you one if you crack the Bob Ross OJ Simpson case. One thing for you guys to think about over the next week until we follow up next week. I don't know if this is necessarily if it has legs or not, but somebody brought up an interesting point. If you're on TikTok, you've seen the weird pale face woman saying, say the weird thing. It's like a viral stitch or whatever. Some dude replied and said, what if Girl Scout cookies are just a regular cookie company using child labor to distribute their product? And I said, that's brilliant. And I'm strangely okay with it. I am strangely okay with it. I suppose if it's only in the sales and not the production, I think everybody gets wound up over child labor when it's the production of products. But I don't think sales is really a hard thing. I think it builds character, builds skills you can use in the rest of your life. And so does making cookies, especially if you're a girl. Oh, no. Pickle Pete says the whole Girl Scout cookie thing is real. I mean, if the Girl Scouts are anything like the Boy Scouts, and the Catholic Church, they love their kids. They all love their kids, the people in those organizations. They're all in it for the kids because they love the kids. Excuse me while I read that comment. Sorry. What's up, Corey? Why are you giggling back there? Oh. Anyway, that's what we're going to get to today. That is what we're going to get to today. Rewilder Life says, I miss child labor. Like using it or being part of it? Anyway, Pip says up there that Tim almost let it slip last night. I'm going to almost let it slip here. We might end up being able to do a lot of work on Delinquent Scully. Still working on some things, but it's looking pretty good that we'll be able to do a lot of work there. We'll be located kind of close, and it should be a good time. So that's about what Tim told you last night. Spoiler alert. Chris Dixon says, my oldest graduates this year. I'll miss the child labor. Oh, her kids moved up and grew up and moved. I got it. Pickle Pete says he's got more songs releasing today. Unbounded. I don't know, guys. I don't know. He is an interesting man. That Sensei Scramblin'. And if you're looking for something to do, oh, when's the having? Today. The having's today, Hunter. The having's today. And if you don't know what the having is, real quick, Bitcoin halving is the day that the Bitcoin rewards for mining a new block are cut in half. Thus, the reason why there will be a limited supply of Bitcoin ever in the world. It continually halves until there is no more produced, and it ends up being 21 million Bitcoin. Pip posted earlier that it's about 14 hours, probably 13 hours from now. Didn't quite make it to 420. I know there were a lot of people that were hoping that it was going to be at 420 at 420. Pickle P says he missed 100K by 28. You didn't yet. Yesterday, I got a notification from Robinhood that said my Bitcoin price went up 5% in 3 hours. You got 13 hours. You didn't miss shit yet. Now, after the halving block, and it's not at 100,000, then maybe we'll have to revisit that. But we'll see. Is the halving your point, or is it the day of the halving? Jim says it's 420 somewhere. Not. 13 hours. Yeah, I suppose it'd be in Australia, Japan. Isn't it a day ahead there or a day behind? Day ahead. Anyway, let's wrap it up. It's Friday. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to go help Tim finish up his cabin and then go hang out, have some cigars and probably be a DD. My wife tried some whiskey last night that she liked, so I might be a DD for sure. Anyway, Pip says 11 hours and 10 minutes. 11 hours and 10 minutes till the halving. All right. Well, we will wrap it up, guys, and get out of here for the week. If you got another hour, you might want to switch over to Sensei Scramblin' over on the Food Forest Farms YouTube page. He's releasing a new song. He's doing some other crazy shit this morning, just like normally. Other than that, I appreciate everybody listening. If you enjoyed the show, it's always free to hit the like, share, and subscribe. To return value for value, please consider joining one of the YouTube membership tiers or listening on any value for value platforms like Podverse or Fountain.fm. I believe today's episode would be an absolute perfect one to clip up on Fountain. So go check it out. Jim, there you go. Have it. enjoy your 420 while you're all lit up on your 420. Visit thelotsproject.com and comfreyroots.com to make all those silly purchases while you're stoned. And I will not refund your money just because you are herbally infused. Make the right choice. Go to those websites to check all my stuff out. Guys, have an awesome weekend. Make sure your pipes are full. Make sure you enjoy yourself responsibly and have plenty of munchies before you light that thing. Otherwise, you might not make it to the store and you could end up eating something that is not correct. Pip says, and on Monday we will be celebrating National Random Drug Test Day. Have a great day, guys, and we will catch up with you on Monday.